Welcome to the Promised Brand Podcast, where if you're a CEO, VP level leader, strategist, or someone attempting to build a brand or just find traction in marketplace or culture or sales or marketing, this is a podcast for you. I'm your host, Luke Frazier, founder of Parable Brand, where we're on a mission to simplify brand strategy so that companies can increase employee engagement and client retention. Our deal is kind of if you feel like you're in a desert, a wilderness per se, of confusion, of trying to figure out what your message and your story and how that's connected to your culture and your operations and your sales, if all that seems kind of messy, clouded, we'll help you get to your promised land, to the place where you can communicate your story effectively, where your clients can actually engage with the story. They're invited into that story, and your employees will stay on longer because the culture is built. Well, this podcast is designed to have these kinds of conversations, to dive into what's going on in the market and in culture and in companies. And this episode continues an amazing brand highlight series of the one and only Sales Rebellion. Sales Rebellion is an amazing sales training company that is evolving, changing rather, the way people and companies pursue and deploy sales. And they are an amazing team. We have had a couple of conversations with a handful of employees, and today we are blessed to listen and engage with the co-founder and CEO, Jeff Villegas. And Jeff brings just a wealth of knowledge. He has an amazing journey and experience to get to where he is today. And I think you're going to get a lot of value out of this conversation. And so here we are, continuing our Brand Spotlight series with the Sales Rebellion. Enjoy today's conversation. Folks, we are back, very excited because we are in a continuation of our brand series here at the Promise Brand Podcast, talking to and highlighting different companies. This series is a continuation of an amazing company dear to my heart called The Sales Rebellion. And today, I in fact have with me a man I'd say is becoming a friend, Mr. Jeff Villegas, co-founder.
What's up, Luke?
Of the Sales Rebellion. How are you doing this morning, today, this beautiful, fine day, Jeff?
Today is a fantastic day, Luke. I am on the Promise Brand Podcast, which is a special thing for me. This is actually the first podcast interview I've done, and so I feel amazing. Honored and excited that it's with you. And I love what you're doing here. Again, the Parable Brand, the Promise Brand, those things, they resonate with me, right? Yeah. The way that they communicate those things. And so when it was like, I get to be on here, today's a great day for me.
I love it. You know, to break the ice here today, Jeff, when people say your name, do they say it with that much oomph?
Yeah, no, they say it all different ways. It's been pronounced in a number of different ways. And I could always tell when a salesperson was calling because they would say it kind of like it looks, and they would say, "Vile gas. Is Mr. Vile gas available?"
No way.
And I used to think to myself, even if I thought that was someone's name, I really wouldn't say it that way. Yeah. You know, anyway. The name technically is Villegas. It's a Colombian last name. And so my father was from Colombia, South America. And we say it Villegas, Villegas, Vile Gas, whatever.
Vile, you know? Gas.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff. Jeff, you are a pioneer in many ways in the space of sales, but also just in the business space, you know, in a world that is kind of cut and dry and clean and neat for many years. You and Dale and everyone at the Rebellion are fighting against that in many ways, fighting against this kind of corporate America stinginess. But before we get into work, and the talk around business. Someone just shared this question with me recently, and I loved it, and I thought it'd be a great place to start for us. As far as your journey goes, and you can kind of look at potentially your origin story with this or just where you're at today, but outside of work, what are things that light you up?
Well, you know, communication and expression have always been big things for me, right? Mm-hmm. I grew up, my mom was a singer in an oldies band. She did a tribute to Patsy Cline. And so music was always a part of my life.
Yeah.
And at a young age, I learned to play instruments and write songs. And so for a long period of time, songwriting and music was this tremendous place where I could pour out my energy and emotions, where I could work through my thoughts and feelings and all these things. And so I played music for a long time, and then life got busy and got busier and then got busier. And then it was like, hold on, I need a second, right? So actually just recently, I've gone back to beginning to pick up the guitar and play a little bit here and there. So, but that's something that for me personally, mm-hmm. I get lost in music. There's a freedom that exists in that moment and in the presence of being a part of this symphony of things that's happening, even if you're just listening. There's something in that for me that that I can't find in very many other places.
You know, I think that's cool because to me, it's very much tied into the brand of the Sales Rebellion, just in the symphony of the way you guys do things. If you look at kind of consistencies across the board, or just the feel and the experience of the Sales Rebellion, there's somewhat of a symphony to it. It might be a little bit, it might be more cymbals, if anything, depending on who you are. but it's so much fun to be a part of, and so cool to see that being a part of it. You guys are very involved in the experience of kind of the customers and the people. But in many ways, it wasn't always that way. Leading up to the Sales Rebellion, what had you been doing, and what spurred like, yeah, we need to go start this thing. Like, I, you know, Dale has his story, but like, what really was the catalyst or the pain point that was like, we can't not sit on this anymore?
So, it's a fascinating story ultimately, right? And so I think to really get to that point, we have to backtrack a little bit. In 2015, I was working in construction, had an established career in construction, left my job to become a stay-at-home dad and pursue education. Had an opportunity to become a stay-at-home dad for a year, was going to school at night. You know, long story short, ended up graduating a little private college here in Orlando with a double major in international relations and communication studies and a specialization in organizational communication and leadership. Wow. So along that journey, Dale, I've known Dale since we were 16, right? And we've got some really fun stories that are great to tell about how we first connected. But again, we kind of went our separate ways, and through a mutual friend, who was a bass player in my band and went to be a bass player in Dale's band. That's where we really first got connected. And in 2014, that bass player, he passed away, and Dale and I actually reconnected at the funeral. And that reconnection really just sparked a friendship. Hey, how are you? What's been going on in your life? Good to see you. You look like you're doing good. And that relationship turned into me doing some design work for some construction projects that he had. And it really just turned into some conversations. And those conversations really showed that Dale and I aligned in a core fundamental way for what we believe business should be and could be and what it would really take to get it there. Right. And so in all of the mix of everything that was going on, we we just sort of took some grass and let it go to see which way the wind was blowing. Mm-hmm. And one thing led to another, and more people began to support and understand what it was, what it is that we were representing and the change that we were trying to bring. Yeah. And now here we are 4 years later, and we're, I think, positioned to be more impactful than ever before.
Yeah. So powerful. The funny thing to me about origin stories sometimes is like people imagine this like some crazy startup story for companies, but in reality, oftentimes it's aligning, finding the right alignments in our life, like finding the right relationships in our life. And almost most of the time, this is not always true, but almost most of the time, it's like in some of the most uncommon places.
It is certainly in the places that we're not expecting.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we're diligent and we're aware, we can pick up on that. Right. And I think that the truth is that a lot of people fly right by it, you know, and it's unfortunate. But to the relationship piece, right? Like all of exactly what you said, the business is the business and it is successful because we were focused on ourselves and finding alignment.
Right.
Finding alignment in ourself, finding alignment in our communication, finding alignment in how we serve the client and those expectations and the relationships, at least for our business. We're a mission driven business. Mm-hmm. We're not out here just putting down the money. Right. We've got purpose and meaning behind what we do. And because of that, it's harder. It's genuinely harder. Yeah. Right. So the relationship is such a pivotal piece. And I know that if all the people that I know in my life, there's no one that I could have stood next to in this place and walked through the things that we walked through other than Dale.
Yeah.
And so those are some of the things that I'm just grateful for, because again, it feels to me like this is our calling. Mm-hmm. This was path made for Dale and I, and we're just walking down it. Yeah. Right. And so because of that, because of the relationship, because of the way things played out, it just, here we are. And now we're answering that calling. And the thing that I've learned the most is that, you know, one of the pieces of feedback that I have literally heard the most was, I thought I was the only one who felt that way. Mm. I thought I was the only one who felt like I shouldn't be leaving out this information to appease the buyer's emotional status, right? I thought I was not the only one who felt like, hey, I should have gotten paid my full commission on this deal, but because you've got your own thing going on in the leadership realm, I'm the one who has to suffer. No, they're not the only one. And that's what the Sales Rebellion is here. We're here to say there is a new way. We are the antithesis to the sales world, and the marketplace is changing. The buyer is ready. The sellers are ready.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to get leadership on board. And so I'm excited. We got so many good things coming.
Yeah, that's amazing. As you think about running a company, and you guys have got a nice little team now, and starting it from kind of scratch in many ways, which is great. You know, this is a scrappy attitude. What do you feel like? I want to talk really kind of about that alignment, because I think oftentimes in this world, like I think about that, people who are like, I'm just going to go start a business, and they get so the blinders are on, and they don't like it's almost offensive if they get help from other people. Maybe I feel that way sometimes, like, oh, I'm starting this thing and like, it's gotta be me. And if I get other people, it's not genuine. What do you feel like was, you know, what do you feel like are your strengths, and what are like Dale's strengths that really partner with you well and kind of help some weaknesses and areas of his weakness that you support with? Like, do you think you can identify some of those things?
Yeah, for sure. Dale is good at everything I'm not good at. And there are times when that can be incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If I let it, you know, but if I recognize again that we're on this team, if we can be in this collaborative place and understand to work from each other's strengths and each other's and understand each other's weaknesses and be empathetic towards those, right? That is the golden sweet spot. And so some of the things that Dale and I differ from is, like, Dale's done probably less than 10,000, but more than 1,000, certainly probably more than 2,500 podcast episodes, right? And he is out here and he is on fire, and everybody loves the words that come out of his mouth because they're absolutely incredible. I even sit there and I'm like, you know? Yeah. And so the, you know, that's a strength of his, connecting with people and understanding what they need and how they feel.
Right.
He is so much better at that than I am. And you know, and then, so at the same time is how do we take, that's really where the company came together, is we took his success as a salesperson and his framework of how he approached the marketplace.
Yeah.
We tied that to the organizational communication and leadership systems. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's where I sit in the seat and say, well, Dale, what does that mean? And why did you do that? And what is the effect that it's trying to have? And we distill all those things to develop a system that, again, anybody can go out there and use. That, and so that's really the perfect marriage is, yeah, is passion and vision and emotion and systems and processes and organization. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, again, the difficulties in the business too, because right, anybody who has even been a part of a mission-driven business knows that there's so much more context, mm-hmm, to what's happening than being a part of a corporate thing, right? Corporate, yeah, you're there to do your job and that's it.
Yep.
Do your job and go home. Mm-hmm. Here, there's dreams and visions and passions and hopes all invested in the work.
Yeah.
And so to bridge that gap really does take those two, in some ways, polar opposites. Dale is very, very different than I am in many ways. But again, and this is the part that makes it successful, is that we're not different in what we believe the company needs to, right, be doing and serving, right, people. We're not different in the way that we believe we need to be leading people in the organization, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Those are all in alignment. The core value pieces are in alignment. And so at that point, learning to, and you got to learn to, and you got to allow it, and you got to mess it up a little bit.
Yep.
But getting to that place where we can let each other thrive, yeah, right? And we've made a big leadership transition in all of this, right? He was the CEO, right, and at the, you know, 2 years ago, we made that transition because it's about the company, right?
Right.
It's about the success of the rebels, the people out there. Again, it's not about me and Dale. And Dale, you know, Dale gets that and was of the mindset to be able to say, hey, this seat is actually better for somebody who's got, mm-hmm, this skill set, you, yeah, know? And none of that was easy, but every bit of it was what brought us through to where we are today and, yeah, allows him to do what he really loves, public facing, mm-hmm, and for me to have a little more influence and control over the things that are good in my basket.
Right. I really wanted to talk about that, and it, because it's so powerful, I don't know if people, they might hear it through Dale's posts or they might see it online, but I don't know if people really understand what happened here. You guys started this company. He was originally a CEO. You were, mm-hmm, COO, right? Head of operations.
Yep.
Very, you know, co-founder. So there's kind of like this equal footing. But to be a CEO, you're a lot of, you're usually making those decisions and driving, mm-hmm, things forward. And again, a lot of people out there, like, there's this prestige with taking that position. And
yeah, absolutely.
That process, I can imagine, like you said it, I mean, it's a messy process to say, wait a second, I should not, for Dale to say, well, I shouldn't be in this position. And, you know, Jeff, you need to take this. You need to go with it. And we hear that, and it's like, oh, yeah, you guys just flip-flop. But there's so much more.
It is crazy.
There's so much more behind that. And there's so much more like, okay, well, tactically, day to day, what does that look like? What are the different things that, mm-hmm, you're no longer going to do that I'm going to do? And that's unless you have been a CEO for 15 years and you have got your day planned out and you can easily hand it off to someone. I'm guessing it wasn't that easy at 2 years.
No, it wasn't. It was not. It was
and
not
to have
easy.
A great, now, again, you guys have a great thriving bit. Like still today, yeah, 2 years later, mm-hmm, it's thriving. Mm-hmm. It was obviously the right call, right? Like, that's right. Unreal.
Right. It is very uncommon. I think that's certainly true. It is, yeah, there's the journey of the sales rebellion and what the sales rebellion is and then all the different things that have happened,
yeah,
for us to be here. Mm-hmm. It's a God story. I really don't have any other way to, right, to position all the number of different things that have, right, happened.
Well, even, you know, this transition, by the way, I'm just, this is hitting me.
Yeah.
Transition was on brand. You guys flipping seats on the bus is on brand for the Sales Rebellion because it's uncommon.
Sick.
Because people in the business world would be like, oh, you guys should never be friends. Like there's just so much turmoil that could bring.
Mm-hmm. And look, it could have brought it if we had let it.
Right.
Right. That's super true.
Right.
If Dale and I had looked at each other and said, this isn't worth it for me, we could have very easily went the other direction. Yeah. But that's one of the things that, again, that makes our company and our business and our culture so much of what it is our commitment to one another,
yep.
our commitment to the vision and the purpose, and our willingness to set aside ourselves for what it is that we believe that we're doing here, you know? And I didn't want to take the CEO position. Who, what, of a sales training company? I was running I was doing construction. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even really like salespeople. Sorry. I thought, you know? But that's, again, so at the same time, that's one of the reasons that makes me so positioned for it, because at the same time, I have very strong opinions about communication, and sales is all about communication.
Right.
And we've gotten to a place where the leadership and the tactics and the methods and the approaches are all driven by manipulation, by hacking the human behavior, right? And those are things that, again, through my journey and my own transformation, I draw hard lines there. I say, if you have to do that, you're actually not doing your job good, right? You're not any good at your job if you have to like hack a natural human neurological pathway to get your product embedded in there, right? No, you're not any good at it. And so that's where I get really passionate to say business needs to be a specific way. And if you're paying attention to all the things that are transforming in the marketplace, then you understand that that initial first impression, the way that we're reaching out, the way that we're building relationships with people are absolutely critical.
Right.
And so those are things that I do have a good basis in. I understand organizational communication and culture. I understand people and leadership. And so it was hard for me to even feel like, yes, I can be this CEO and I'm not just this COO who's running the thing, because when we did start, it was, even though I was a co-founder, even though I had the same rights and privileges as Dale, it was him and he was calling the shots and I was supporting that.
And
so when we found out that we were in this place where it was like, well, what do we do? It didn't see, even to us, it was like, what are you going to do this? That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it was about, again, to one of the very things you said at the beginning is finding alignment. Mm-hmm. Finding alignment with ourselves internally, finding alignment with each other, getting that into the business and the processes and the expectations. And because of that, because we're willing to be humble, because we're willing to put people first and follow, right? Dale and I are leaders, but we are following what we believe this vision is, that we're still here today.
So good. So good. You've talked a lot today about a purpose-driven company. We're a mission-driven company. People are aligned in our values and we care about the dreams of our people. Talked to a couple of the team members so far, and like, you guys care about the dreams, and I'm really excited for people to hear those episodes as well, because those dreams are now coming to life, even within the Sales Rebellion. You know, again, dude, these are the crazy things when you bring together some of the most random, quote unquote, seeming people. with like, but different gifts and talents, they start merging together. It's like, hey, that thing that you thought you've always wanted to do over in that arena, what if you did it here, right? And so you're giving these opportunities. Now, but I want to talk about that. What is this mission that everyone is committed to? What's the standard that you are all committed to internally and then externally? And I ask that because that is so, when we talk about brand and strategy and culture, I am so bought in, enamored by tying brand to culture. In fact, I think it's the only thing brand should do. I know everyone's like, oh, we want it to look good in stories and all that. But if brand doesn't tie to culture, we miss it. And then, to your point, I think we play into, well, let's just create a really amazing, beautiful story that like stirs the hearts and minds of people and like kind of manipulates them into feeling like they're not enough, so they need what we have. That's not what you guys are building, right? And so what is that standard? What is that mission that is driving the Sales Rebellion for you that you're so bought in on?
Yeah. The mission of the company is to change the stereotype of sales through creative sales outreach and community-minded servant leadership. And so we'll just abbreviate that, right? The mission of the company is to change the stereotype of sales. And let's pause for a moment and think about that and let that sit with us. And what that really means and why that's a thing and what it would take to overcome that, mm-hmm. right? It's a big deal, right? There's an entire marketplace who has these assumptions built on what you do as a sales professional, and they completely reject you because of all the past experiences, right? Yeah. And so we're here to change the stereotype of sales. But in order to do that, we have to change the mindset, approach, behaviors, communication, you name it. We've got to run down all that whole line of list to help people understand what it is that they're doing.
Right.
You're communicating with another human being. You might not think so by sending 100 LinkedIn messages, but it's no different than yeah. this conversation right here. And that's what people need to understand. Mm-hmm. So the mission, again, is to understand how can we change the marketplace? What do we have to do as rebels to say, no, we reject that. This is how we're going to do it instead, because I can have the same or better outcomes yeah. without jeopardizing this moral bridge that I want to build, mm-hmm. right? And on top of that, we've spent a lot of time working on the mission, vision, and core values.
Yeah.
And the core values, I think, are ultimately what drive the organization. Choose legendary, the pursuit of excellence in all endeavors, personal, professional, and private. Create wonder, making the human experience the main objective at every level. Serve others. Servant leadership for all people in all things.
Yeah.
Change the game, rejecting the status quo and relentlessly pursuing innovation. Mm-hmm. This is who we are. This is how we breathe. It's built into who, you know, and again, it's part of the brand. It's part of the rebel identity.
Yeah.
It is a way of life. Mm-hmm. And that's also kind of one of the bridges we've had to build into the marketplace, is that it's more than sales training.
Yeah.
Sure. We've got sales. Sure. We get tools. Sure. We do all that, but you would not become the rebel that we desire people to be without understanding that it's about human connection mm-hmm. and that it's about service to others.
Yeah, it's awesome. As you've seen the company grow and you've seen people grow into that with a team now, over the past 4 years, what has been one of your favorite kind of company experiences with your team?
Yeah. Well, it's a fully remote company, right? And we've always been fully remote. And just in the beginning of this year, we got to have an in-person team strategy retreat.
Yeah.
And what that did for the organization and for the team and for our focus and our even our drive mm-hmm. was really a milestone moment for us in many ways. And so I look back on that moment and I rejoice, because even no matter what happens in the future, right? That moment was a moment where we made it. We made it to this mm-hmm. huge accomplishment for ourselves, you know? Mm-hmm. And that then became a new standard. It's a new plateau,
yeah.
right? And so being able to spend the time with the team like that, that's probably been my favorite part.
I love it. As you see the company continue to grow, whatever happens in the future, what is your hope? What is your vision for the company? Where do you want it to go? Who do you want to continue to impact? How do you hope people experience the brand as it grows? Because there are so many other facets you guys are hoping to get into. Where do you see all that going?
Yeah. You know, for me, and it might be a little early to say this, right? But we'll see how well it ages, is that the future of the Sales Rebellion is a life, sales, and business coaching platform.
Yeah.
It is a stage where people who desire to change their life, to update new skill sets, to invest in other people in the community can come and be a part of this movement that we are pushing forward into the marketplace. And at the same time, it's, again, a stage for people who align with the mission, vision, and core values to come in and share their expertise with that audience to say, hey, audience who's looking to make these changes, who's looking to invest in themselves, who's looking to build these new bridges, here are the people who have aligned, again, underneath the core values. And we're going to be picky about that, honestly.
Yeah.
But what does it mean to be a rebel? It means to be a part of the community. The Sales Rebellion is, and now it's always been, for the individual in a cubicle saying, this sucks, there has to be a better way. Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. There is a better way. And it's a part of this thing that we're sharing together, right? Yeah.
It's beautiful. As we begin to wrap up, Jeff, I really believe that brand is made up of people. That's why we're having these conversations, because we want to get to know the people behind the brand. And the reality behind that is your full life, and it's your perspective of the brand, and it's your family, and it's being a stay-at-home dad for a full year while juggling school and then looking forward towards a new business. And we don't always see that when we see a company, when we see the external facing elements of a brand. And so beautiful that we get to do this today. And what this, for me, what this question, this is all leading up to a question, I promise you. Very important question. I ask everybody, when we do one-to-one interviews in our brand strategy process, actually, I was telling you previously, the reason I wanted to do these interviews was because, these podcast interviews is because we already do these in a little different style in the middle of our brand strategy process, because we want to understand how the people see the company. We also ask questions like, what do you think could be better here? Which we won't record that today. we'll talk about that.
I've got a long list.
We'll talk about that later. That's fine. that's the next episode. But we talk about stories. We talk about stories that make impact. And to break the ice, a lot of times I ask people what their favorite Disney movie is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of silly. It's kind of funny. But like you talking about music, I think it says a lot more about people than they let off to seem. You said Robin Hood the form to fill out. And I'm curious, now hearing your story, why Robin Hood?
Yeah. Robin Hood was a rebel, right? Robin Hood took what he could do and the knowledge that he had, and he made it work for the people who he knew needed it the most. Mm-hmm. And there's a nobility in that that can't be touched anywhere else.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mind you, people, we asked what Disney movie, they could have very easily said all of the Star Wars films, since Disney did buy Star Wars and Lucasfilms. But you picked Robin Hood, and I love that. I love the rebellious attitude Robin Hood had, but it was a heart for service, like exactly what you guys are talking about. And what an amazing journey. People could look at other people and easily make assumptions about who they are. But Jeff, you shared a really amazing snippet, not the full thing, but you shared an amazing snippet of your story and who you are. And I am so grateful to have been served by you within the rebellion, to see you sharing your story more fully in many places online now, and to see you as a father and as a husband in many ways. That matters more for the longevity of life than who can make, you know, $10 million first. And so that being said, thank you so much for taking some time to share your journey today. Jeff Villegas of the Sales Rebellion. How does your mom say? That's what, is it Villegas? Like,
She's American. She's American. So she says Villegas.
She says Villegas. Okay.
Villegas. And so, it's so weird. You could call me Jeff. I'm
Jeff. Jeff, co-founder, CEO of the Sales Rebellion. My man, thank you for sharing what you shared today. How can people follow along your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been so good, and it's so exciting because it's new for me. And And I think that there is a lot of value in my experiences and the way we're putting them forward as a team. The whole team is doing this type of thing, bringing that stuff forward. And so making long form content on LinkedIn almost daily. You can follow me on Instagram. That's just kind of like me and the family stuff. But that's it. LinkedIn's probably the best place to connect with me.
You folks, he's been writing books, chapters on LinkedIn, and they are wildly inspirational, informative, and educational on it. And I love it. Jeff, thank you again so much for sharing.
Thank you, brother.